Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis Amid Beis, a couple of lines for the bottom. We just started the sugya of Kachim, of being Mekadesh Bechelko. Mishnah said yesterday, Mekadesh Bechelko, if a Kohen tries to be Mekadesh a woman with some of his Kachim, Kachi Kachim or Kachim Kalim, the Kedusha does not work. Einu Mekudeshes. And then we had the Gemara. The Gemara suggested, is this Mishnah against Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says in the context of Shvuas HaPikadon that Kachim is considered Mamono Shel Kohen. And the Gemara said, no, there's a distinction when even Rabbi Yossi Aglili would agree that it's only Mamono Shel Bailim before Shchita. But after Shchita, as the Mishnah says, Chelko, after Shchita, everybody would agree, Ki Kazachu Mishulchan Kavoa Kazachu. We did point out that line is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi here says, Kazachu Bein Kohanim B'chazei V'shok Bein Bailim Abasar. We know that Kachi Kalim is split up. Everybody gets a piece. The Mizbeach gets a piece. The Kohanim get a piece. The Yisraelim get a piece. When we say Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, is that only going on the part of the Kohanim? Like Tosfos says elsewhere, and other Rishonim, or like Rashi says, even Shel Bailim. That might relate to a mitzvah that we'll talk about later today, and that is when there is a mitzvah of Achila, Achila's Kachim, is that only on the Kohanim, or is that even on the Bailim? So we'll have to see if that relates to this Machlokas here about Mishulchan Kavoa Kazachu. Okay, we'll see. But either way, then we went into another story. After Rabbi Meir died, Rabbi Yehuda did not want his Talmidim coming in, and Sumchis snuck his way in, and Rabbi Yehuda got very upset because Isha Bazar Minayin, why are you quoting the Mishnah about asking this type of question? Right? What's a woman doing in the Azara anyway? And Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's a good question. I don't know what he's bothered by. But now we're up to what exactly is that machlokas about? Four lines from the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mekudeshes, Rabbi Yossi Omer Eina Mekudeshes. So we have a brisa relating to our issue, whether the Kiddushin works or not. So what is the Nekudas of Machlokas regarding this issue? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shneya Mikra Echadarshu, both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, who argue about whether Mekadesh Bechelko works or not, really argue based on the same pasuk, just different drushos that they make from the pasuk. So how is that? Says the pasuk, V'zeh Yelecha Mikodesh HaKadashim Min Ha'esh. This is what will be for you from Kodesh HaKadoshim, from the fire. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lecha Ulechol Tzarchecha. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lecha, it's for you. And how do we darshan for you? Lechol Tzarchecha, for all your needs. We have a similar drashas elsewhere also, by Ochol Nefesh An Yantif, Hu Levado Yasa Lachem, Lachem Lechol Tzarchechem. Use it for whatever you want. So here, Lecha, it's for you, Kachemer for you, to use for whatever you want, even to get married. That's always the litmus test of whether something is yours or not. Could you be Mekadesh and Isha with it? So here, too, Kachim is yours for you to do whatever you want. Obviously, it's as it's at a stage when it's really yours to use. But the Shita L'Nod L'Mi here says, it's Mekudesh is only after Hakravas He'emurin, only after the fats were offered on the Mizbeach, so now the Kohanim are able to eat it before that time, so then it's off limits, and they wouldn't be able to eat it in any case. But that's what we're talking about here. L'chol l'chol tzarchecha, at a time when you'd be able to eat it. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi savar ka'esh, no, ma'esh la'achila afunami la'achila. No, Rabbi Yossi says, it's just like fire. Just like what happens to kadshim on the Mizbeach, ola, everything, and other karbanas, the fats. What happens? It's burned, but that's called, in halachic terminology, achilas mizbeach. The mizbeach eats whatever is put on it. So Rabbi Yossi savar ka'esh, ma'esh la'achila, just like the fire in the mizbeach eats whatever is put onto it, afhunami la'achila, so too, the portion that is given to the Kohanim is dafka for achila and not to be used for kiddushin. Even though, what's it used for kiddushin? The woman might eat it. But that's considered a different usage, like we had yesterday also regarding Shemitah, la'achlav lo l'kiddushin. One might have darshaned, and that was the chiddush that we don't darshan that. But that is the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi darshaning from the same pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, nimnu v'gamar. Rabbi Yochanan, they came along and said in the Beis Medrash they counted and they voted and they said amakadish bechelko bein kachim kachim bein kachim kalim lo kidesh. Really, there was a vote and everybody agreed that lo kidesh, even Rabbi Yehuda, who originally had said Mekudeshes, said, voted and said Lo Kiddush. The Rav Amar Adayini Machlokes, and Rav said, no, I think there is still a Machlokes about this issue. Good. If you look at Rashi on top says, Nimnu v'gamru, l'minyin, amdu l'minyin, v'rabu ha'omrim einim mekudeshes. And the majority voted not mekudeshes. And ubatlu ha'mu'atim v'chazu bohem. Those who had said mekudeshes, mevatel their das, nullified their das, and they were chozer bo. V'gamru lomar einim mekudeshes. And they also decided in Mekudeshes. That's Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that there was no more Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Really, everybody agreed. They voted, and even the ones who held otherwise changed their mind. And Rav says, no, there's still a Machlokes. Rav Amar Adayni Machlokes. Rashi says here that Nimnu v'gamru, and they were Mevato their das. Reminds us of a different, of a related, but not exactly the same topic. This is talking about a vote in the times of the Amoraim, and they decided what to paskin. But if you look in the days of the Sanhedrin, we have the concept of rov when it comes to a regular Sanhedrin, like the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Right? We know the Gemara tells us that in Bava Kamma Chav Zayin, Ein Holchin B'mamon Acha HaRov. You don't follow Dini Mamonis in monetary law. And Tosfos asked there the simple question, what do you mean don't follow the law? Why not? What's wrong with following rov by Dini Mamonis? Right, let's say you kill somebody based on a rov. Right, if the Beis Din votes 13 to 10 to kill somebody, Chayiv Misa, it hardly ever happened. But if that happened, so then Beis Din would put somebody to death. So if you'd put somebody to death based on rov, so what's wrong with following rov by Dini Mamonis? That's how it says Kasha in Bava Kamma. Tema ma tam ein hochin, leisi b'kal v'chomer, b'dinei nefashos. Kinam rinam perakamma de Sanhedrin. Like in Sanhedrin, you have that kal v'chomer. What's wrong? And then he quotes, even by Aruba de Lesa Kaman. But then Tosfos has the important line. Tosfos, again, Bava Kamma chav zayin b'beis. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, d'hasam gabe dayanim shayni. A rove by judges is different. You're trying to ask Kasha, oh, what if Bezer will put somebody to death? That's a different type of rov than just regular holchin b'mamon achar rov. What's the question about holchin b'mamon achar rov? That's the case. I sold you an ox, and you bought it to use for plowing. But I thought you bought it to shecht. And that's why it's a crazy ox. It's not tameable. It's wild. So I said, it's not a megatos. I thought you were going to kill it. And you say, no, I was gonna keep it to work. So you go by the rove. What do rove people do? Why do rove people sell it? So that's an example of rove by Dina Mamonis. Do you follow the rove? Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara here says, Ein Halcha Mamon Achar Rove. That's a different type of rove than a rove in a Beis Din. Why? Tosfos is Lashon. V'yesh Lomar. D'hasam Gabe Dayanim Shaini. D'chashiv Miut Ditu Kamisha Eino. The minority in a Beis Din is considered as if they're not there. And you can't say, you know, cheskes mamon, and you follow the minority. So what does Tosfos mean? What does that mean, that miya kamisha eino? Again, it reminds us, that's what this top Rashi sounds like. It's not exactly the same thing. But Rashi here says it was an actual vote in those days. And the muat were outvoted, and they were mevatel their das. Tosfos is talking here in Bava Kamma about a halachic way of looking at the decision of Beis Din. When Beis Din used to decide something in the days of 23 or 71, so they went by the majority, and the miyut was as if they weren't there. So what does that mean? So this is Reb Chaim that has come up in the past. Reb Chaim in the Grach al Shas quoted says that Tosfos is saying here that the rove by judges works differently than the rove elsewhere. This is in Simon Reish Chaf Tes in the Grach al Shas. There's two concepts regarding rove, says Reb Chaim. There's one concept called Holchin Achar HaRov, and then there's another concept called Rubo Kikulo. For example, Tosfos says, when you shecht an animal, and we know you have to shecht rove simanim, so you shecht rove of the two simanim, or rove echad, simen echad ba'of. If I shecht rove simanim, so then what? After I shecht rove, I say, holchin achar rove, there's really a contradiction here, the majority of the animal is shechted. The minority is not shechted, so the majority wins. No, you don't say that. No, that's a concept of rubo kikulo. If you have the majority, so then the entire item is viewed as defined by that majority. It's not that there's a majority and a minority that clash. So rubo kikulo means it's as if the whole item is shechted. You view it as if it's shechted. That's what rubo kikulo means. By by Shechita Simanim, by the question was, what do you say that by Nazir we're cutting off the hair? But that's Rubo Kikulo. That's different than Hochen Acharov, where the miut exists and the majority outweighs the minority. So now Reb Chaim says, so what do you have by Bezdin? So says Reb Chaim, you have both. Stage one by Beis Din, first you have the Masa Umaton, you have the decision, you're trying to fight with each other. So then you have Hochen Acharov to come up with a decision. Everybody suggests their position, gives their position, and then you vote, and you count up the numbers. But once you count up the numbers and the decision is made, then Beis Din as an institution comes out with a psak. That psak is not just the majority. That's not like the Supreme Court in various countries where there's the majority opinion and the minority opinion. Chas v'shalom, and Yadus, the Beis Din is not allowed to even say, a judge comes out, oh, I would have voted for you, but I was outvoted. No, you're not allowed to even say that. Not just because practically it's going to cause problems, but because halachically the decision of Beis Din is looked at as a unit. Right? Because after all, you need a decision of 23. You don't need a decision of 15, and the others remain silent. If they say any odeya, then it's not a decision. Everybody has to be part of this decision. So that's what the decision in Beis Din is, rubo kikulo, not just Hochen Acharov. And therefore, the entire Beis Din gives the psak. And this answer also helps out with various questions. Just to mention one other that he mentions, the question of the granat, Reb Naftali Trump. He quotes the question of the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Chulin asks, we know that we have Rov and we have Miyad, but we also have the rule of Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami. Whenever there is a stationary question, so then you treat it as if it's 50-50, right, without getting to whether there's a svara or not. Right, if you find a piece of meat, a bunch of stores, Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami. So asks the Mordechai, so how do you ever have a case of Beis Din? By Beis Din, how do you ever go by the Rov? They're sitting down in the Beis Din, Kol Kavua Kamechzal Mechzadami. Should always be 50-50. So their answer is given, it's not the Beis Din, it's the words, the decision that they make, and that's parish from their mouths, called the parish, Meruba parish. Reb Chaim says, no, according to my pshat, there's no question, because it's not Hochen Acharov. That's where you would say Kavua or Rov. No, it's Rubo Kikulo. And if it's Rubo Kikulo, then it's one psak given by the Beis Din, and that's it. It's not a question of Hochen Acharov. And that answers the Mordechai's Kasha, and that is what is related to this top Rashi on our daf, where Rashi says, here, again, it's not exactly the same. Here's talking about an actual vote that they had, and they were outvoted, and the meat was mevatel their das. But halachically, by a Sanhedrin, they're not literally mevatel their das, but they are considered one composite psak of the Beis Din. Okay, let's get back to our discussion here. So we have a machlokas Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi, and we have a machlokas Reish Lakish. Machlokas Reb Yochanan and Rav, whether that machlokas held up or Rabbi Yochanan said there was a vote, and everybody agrees that there was no, there's no kiddushin when you try to be makadish bechelko. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, third line, Kavased Rabbi Yochanan Mistavra. Rabbi Yochanan makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that everybody agrees, lo kiddush with portions of the karban, everybody agrees that makes sense because of the following brisa. The Tanya, the brisa says, this is a about the 20 line brisa. Minayin, Shein Cholkim, Menachas, Keneged Zvachim, how do I know that if the Kohanim are splitting up their Kachay Kachim, you can't say, one Kohen can't say, you know what, you take some Zvachim, you take some animals, and I'll take some flour, some Karban Mincha, Shirayim. You can't say that. You're not allowed to split it up that way. Tamalomar, how do you know, v'chol Mincha, Asher Te'afeh Batanur, L'chol B'nei Aharon Tihyeh. You have to split up within Mincha. You have to split up within the Zevach. You can't say, okay, you take Zevach, I'll take Mincha. You can't say that. Yachol lo yechalku menachos keneged zvachim. So you might think, this one's only telling me that you can't split up a Mincha keneged a Zevach. Shelo kamu tachtei bedalus, because a Mincha never substitutes for a Zevach, for a cow, for a sheep. You never have that jump. So that's why you can't split one to the other. Aval yechalku menachos keneged ofos, but a Mincha and an Oaf, so then maybe, right, a Tor or B'nai Yonah, right, so maybe you can split. Why? Shahari kamu tachtei abadalus. Because if somebody is so poor they can't bring a bird, then they bring flour. in certain circumstances, right now, by all karbanas, by the karbanas that allow for olav yored. So you might think that you could split, you take mincha, I'll take oaf, tamalomar, v'chol nase b'marcheshes, l'chol b'nei aro tihiyah. Special extra pasuk, Rashi explains, and therefore, anything that's made in a marcheshes, which is a certain type of pan that the korban mincha is made in, everybody has to get a piece. So even mincha, keneged oaf, you cannot split. So you might think, what's excluded? Birds and flour. Because they're two totally different categories. One is mine damim, meaning blood goes on the mizbeach. One is kemach, that means flour, the kibitza, goes on the mizbeach. But maybe the top two will work. Birds and zevach, which means other animals. Shahalalu v'alalu mine damim. Right? They all have involvement of blood. Right? One's zrika, one's hazaya, but still it's all blood. So you might think that that's good enough. Tabalomar al machavas. That also is a separate extra pasuk, and it is teaches us that even that you're not allowed to split. Yachal lo yachalku ofos k'neged zvachim shehalalu maseyim biyad v'halalu maseyim bekli. So you might think that two different categories you're not allowed to split because again different at different part avoda, and the avodas are not parallel. One is maseyim biyad, one is maseyim bekli. What does that mean? The shechita. By an oaf, when I shecht an oaf, it's called malik, and I do that with my fingernail. That's the yad. And a zevach, I do with a kli, I do with a knife. Right? That's the requirement of shechita. So you might think those two aren't comparable. Aval yechalku minachos kenegen minachos, but different types of karbanos mincha. Maybe I can split. You take mafet tanur, and I'll take machavas. And you take marcheshes, right? The five types of karban mincha. So halal of halal maaseh biyad. They all go biyad, right? You do kmitza. Kmitza, which is parallel to shechita, right, for the other avodos, and the dalan avodos, so that is okay, and maybe it is splittable. Tamalomar v'chol mincha b'lulav v'shemen l'chol b'nei aharon. An extra pasuk which teaches me, no, even within every category, you have to split it. You can't split category versus category. Continuing, we're almost up to the, we still have, continuing the brisa that nothing can be split connected to anything else. It all has to be split within each type. Yachol, this is level number 5. Yachol lo yachalku machvas connected marcheshes. U marcheshes connected machvas. Different types of pans. A deep pan and a frying pan. Shezuma seim rachim, vizuma seim kashim. There it's different because the outcome, what comes out of the carbon mincha, are different. Right? If the deep ones are softer because there's a lot of oil in there and it comes out soft, but the thin ones, it comes out more like a matzah. Or a wafer, because it's thin, and only a little bit of oil, it's fried. So you might think those are different. But whole minchas of different people can be split zeh k'neged zeh. Shalalu v'alalu maseyim kashim, inami maseyim rachim. You might think those are splittable. Tamalobar v'chareva, the dry one, l'chol b'nei aron tihiyah. No, it has to be even within each karbon. Finally, last line, second to last line, sorry. Yachal lo yachalku b'kodesh hakadoshim, aval yachalku b'kashim kalim. You might think this all applies by kashim kashim. That's all we've been talking about. Right, karbon mincha is kashim kashim. Right, and chata said, oh, it's kashim kashim. But you might be thinking the world of kashim kalim, lower standards, so therefore you'd be able to split tamalomar ish ka'achiv, which is talking about the previous karbanos v'samech lei im al toda. Toda is an example of kashe kalim. So it is connecting to the previous parsha. Kishem shein chokin b'kashe kashim, which was the previous parsha. Kachin chokin b'kashim kalim. So to kashim kalim, you cannot do whatever you want with. You can't say you take this and I'll take that. That's the important line for us. But let's just finish the brisa first. Ish. What does the word ish teach me? Ish choleik afilu balmum. A balmum is allowed to get a portion of the karbanos. He can't do the avoda, but he can get a portion of the karbanos, right? He's busy. Rashi quotes, right, most of the way down in the skinny lines. Afilu balmum. Sha'af hema yu matli and ba'etzim. They had jobs. They used to get out the worms from the wood. Umafshitin. And they used to skin the animals. Umenatchim. And cut the animals. V'shochtim. Right, the bali mumin did some of the avodos, and they were also allowed to get a portion. So that's what ish includes, even bali mumin, the ein hakatan cholek via filu tam. But a katan is not allowed to get a portion, even if he's a tam, even if he's not a balmum. Adkan lashon habraisa. That is all the braisa relating to the topic of splitting up the karbanos. So who is the author of this braisa? So says the Gemara, Stam Sifra, this braisa, which is part of Toras Kohanim, which is the Medrash Halacha on Vayikra, is, who is the author of that? So we know from Misach Sanhedrin and elsewhere, Stam Sifra, Mani Rebbe Yehuda. Stam Sifra, anonymous Sifra, is Rebbe Yehuda's opinion. And what are we trying to prove? What's our whole issue? Whether Rebbe Yehuda was Chozerbo. Rebbe Yehuda, who said it, that if you use Kudshim to get married with, he had originally said, Mikudeshes. So was he Chozerbo to say, Eina Mikudeshes? So Rabbi Yochanan said, yes, everybody agrees, Eina Mikudeshes. So this Braisa, which we assume is Rabbi Yehuda, seems to hold Eina Mikudeshes. Why? Because you see from this Braisa that the Kardshim are totally off limits. You can't do what you want with them. You can't split them up how you want. You can't take what you want. And that's exactly would be the same reason in Mekudeshes. V'hu ka'amar delesba din chaluka klau. And you see from this braisa that there's no din chaluka. You can't do whatever you want with it. Shma mina. Right? As Tosfos explains, Tosfos in the second half of a ka'amar, v'kivan delesba din chaluka, eino yachal lakadish bo isha dahabaha talya. You can't be mekadish in isha. You can't split it up as you like. Those two things are both reflections of the fact that it's eino mamoncha. And therefore, this is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Stop there for a moment. Tosfos, top Tosfos, asks, what was the second to last line? We said not only does it apply to Kachay Kachim, it even applies to Kachim Kalim. Based on Ish Ka'achiv and Im Al Toda. Asks Tosfos, is that smuchin? We know there are different ways to darshan out halachas. We know Yud Gimel Midos, but one of them is smuchin, when you have two items that are next to each other, right? Similar to a hekesh within one pasuk, but smuchin, different parshiyos. So ask Tosfos Yim Tomar, from Makmina Luk Rabbi Yehuda, we just said that this is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that's the author of the Sifra, but Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchin except in Dvarim, in Mishnah Torah. So how can we darshan smuchin here? In the second to last line of the Braisa. Answers, Tosfos is not really smuchin. The Yesh Lomar, Dalav smuchin ma'amish darish, el avav mosif al inyan arisho. It's really avav. Dechsib vizos Torah zavach ashlamim. It's really darshaning avav, not darshaning smuchin. And the vav is extra. And even if you don't darshan smuchin, vav does connect. What's the svara for smuchin being different in Dvarim than anywhere else in the Torah? Right, if the Torah was written, the Torah was written. So if you darshan items that are juxtaposed next to each other, parshios, so why wouldn't you darshan it in the whole Torah? So the Maariz Chayis in Brachos, where the source of this idea of Rabbi Yehuda not darshaning smuchin comes up. So in Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, in Brachos, that's where the Gemara says, Afilu mandamar delo darish smuchin b'mishnah Torah darish, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because he quotes the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach. We learned this a couple months ago. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach has a machlokes, how the Torah was written. Meaning, after Har Sinai, before Arvos Moav, did Moshe Rabbeinu write down every section as it happened? Megillah, Megillah, Nitna? Or, after Har Sinai, did Moshe not write anything else down until the end? Chasuma Nitna. So that's a machlokes. Machlokes Tanoim, exactly how the Torah was written down. So, if you hold Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, that it was written down piecemeal, then of course you can't darshan smuchin. Because the idea of smuchin is that these were written next to each other and they were given next to each other. But if it's Megillah, Megillah, Nitna, it was not given together. So therefore you can't darshan smuchin. Ah, Dvarim? That was all said at the same time. Right, Moshe, for 5 weeks, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat to the end of his life, he stands up, he makes a speech. So that for sure was given at once. That's why Dvarim is different. That's why even if you don't darshan smuchin in Kala Torah Kula, you would darshan smuchin in Dvarim, because that was nitan at the same time. And therefore, it would give you the ability to darshan from there, even if you don't darshan from there normally. Even if you don't darshan from there normally. The Rashmi here has another answer. He says, even if you don't darshan smuchin where it's muchach, that it should be connected, then you would darshan smuchin. So maybe that's kachim 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 kalim. You know they should be connected. That's the Rashmi here giving another answer. Where it's muchach to darshan, that even Rabbi Yehuda would darshan. Okay, either way. So what are we back to the Gemara? We just had a raya to Reb Yochanan, who said that there is no more machlokas here. And the way that Rashi does explained it, that both of those, chaluka, ability to be mechalikit as you want, and kiddushin, are both applications of the same halacha, whether it's yours or not. And this, both the root of the issue must be that mishulchan kavoa kazachu. Because of mishulchan kavoa kazachu, therefore you can't get married with it, and therefore you can't split it up as you like. That's what the Gemara and that's what Tosfos seems to say. One ha'ara relating to that, and then we'll continue with the Gemara. The Shita L'Nod L'Mi asks here, and that is also asked by other Rishonim. Again, what is the equation of the Gemara? Because it's Shulchan Gavoa, therefore you can't be Cholik. Says the Shita L'Nod L'Mi, I have something that breaks that equation. What is that? Gezel Hager. We know that's also one of the Matnas Kahuna. If somebody steals something from a convert, and then the convert dies, and then they have nobody to return it to. So it goes to the Kohanim. Gezel Hager. So the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Ein Cholkin Gezel Hager Keneged Gezel Hager. You don't split up. You take this Gezel Hager, and I'll take this other Gezel Hager. Every Gezel Hager has to be split up within the Kohanim. So there's no Din Chaluka, but Gezel Hager is not Mamon Gavoa. Right, we're not going to say that. Right, Gezel Hager, Mekadish B'Gezel Hager, Mekudeshes. He quotes the Gemara in Meseches Chulin. So, doesn't that break the equation? We're saying that ability to be cholek and marriage go together, and they're both a function of Mamon Gavoa. But Gezel Hager explains the Shita L'Nod L'Mi, Ein Bo Din Chaluka, but you can't get married with it. Right, so how does that work? Doesn't that break the equation? So, says the Shita L'Nod L'Mi, no, you still have to say that there's a difference. There's a difference between Kachim and Gezel Hager. Why? Says the Shita L'Nod L'Mi. Big Kachim, Basar Chaluka, Nami Lo Havi Mamon Kohen. By Kachim, even after it becomes yours, it's still not yours. Totally. Why? Sha'adayin Lo Nigmara Mitzvasan. Uba Achilasan, Hakapara Nigmeres. Only after you eat it, after the Kohen eats it, is it completely, the job is finished. As the Gemara says in Psachim, by Kohenim Ochlim, by Elim is Kaprim. Avol Gezel Hager, Kibinta Palgua Kohenim, Nigmeres Kaparas Agazlan. Once the Gezel Hager is given out, you're right, you can't split this Kenega that, but once you have it, then it's totally Chulin. There's no vestige of the fact that it was Gezel Hager. So, you're right, it's different, but there's a reason that it's different. Gezel Hager is a different type of Matnas Kahuna than all other Matnas Kahuna. All other Matnas Kahuna, Truma and Meiser, Trumas Meiser, and Bikurim, and there's so many. But they're all somehow related originally to their original status. Gezel Hager, it's Chulin Gamor once it's given. And therefore it's going to have different rules, and that's why you're going to be able to be Mekadesh it. That last line, obviously, B'Kohanim Ochlim, B'Kohanim Kaprim, relates to the sugya of the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. Mitzvah of eating kachim, which we've touched on often, but just to relate it to what we said earlier. We know the Rambam has a two-tiered mitzvah, whether about the mitzvah of eating kachim. The Rambam has in Maisa Karbanis Perek Yud, he has the mitzvah of eating kachim, kachay kachim. That's for sure the mitzvah. And then he says, you know what, I'll also throw in kachim kalim. But it's clearly a second tier, what he calls nigrar achara mitzvah. The Menachas Asher points out, this is very unique. Within the world of the Rambam, that you have something like this. Something that's secondary, but it's still within the mitzvah saseh. Usually you have it, something's a mitzvah or not a mitzvah. Right? And it's not a question of l'chadchila b'dievet here. It's a second category within the mitzvah saseh. The Rambam says, achilas chadas va'asha mitzvah saseh. That's kashe kachim. Kohanim ochlim abayalim is kaprim. And then he says, v'hu adin l'shar kachim, sha'ochlin ha'kohanim, sha'achilasan mitzvah. So too, by the other kachim that the Kohanim eat, shlamim, it's also a mitzvah. It's clearly second level, second tier, but it's clearly included in the mitzvah zaseh. Very, very unique in this world. That the Rambam quotes, Shiari Karbin Mincha, is also a separate mitzvah, Monoshez Men Yochlu, Aharon, Uvanav. Why is there a difference in tier? So the Radvaz explains, because one is Nitan Lakapara. Shadavka kachim abom lechapara kulon chadas va'asham ika mitzvahs asei ba'achilasan aval achilas kachim kalim ein ba'em mitzvah miyuchedes aval yesh ba'em gereiras mitzvah. It's dragged in. Very unique, but that is the Rambam says it here regarding that. But the Rambam does not mention the Baila meaning. The Baila meaning karbanos shlamim, so that does not mention in the Rambam. According to the Rambam, Pashas is not a mitzvah at all. Other Rishonim, though, do mention it. Rashi in Psachim mentions it. The Ramban, in the first mitzvah I say that he says the Rambam forgot, in the Hosafos, the Ramban says, Ki achilas hakachim lebailim uleroy laochlan asei. So some Rishonim mention even lebailim. That might relate to the machlokas we had earlier, relating to whether Mishulchan Gavoha is only going on the Bialim, or is also only going on the Kohanim, or also going on the Bialim. Those two could be, not Mufur, not the Mukhrach, but those two could be linked. Okay, there's more there, but we will continue. So we are on the fourth line, fourth wide line. Says the Gemara, we just proved like Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yehuda was chozer bo, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Einam Mekudeshes. Amar Rava Ukarav Milotanya. Is Rav totally rejected? Rav who says there still is a machlokes. Is that really Mefurish rejected? But there's another Braisa that seems to support Rav. Vatanya, Hatsnuim, Moshkel Nesideim, remember the case in Yuma, Daflamites, in the days of Shimon HaTzadik, there was bracha in the Lechem HaPanim. Everybody got that it was delicious, that it was satiating, but after Shimon HaTzadik died, there wasn't bracha be'isa, and you tasted a little bit that you didn't have satiation, so the Tsnuim, Moshkel Nesideim, the Tsnuim stopped taking. They pulled their hands back from taking any of the Lechem HaPanim, and those who are gluttons used to grab. Therefore, what do you see from there that they used to grab? And again, the Rashi quotes the whole Gemara relating to what happened here. The first couple of lines, you see, he quotes Arvam Shanim Shishime Shimon Atzadik Nishtach Bracha Balechem Apanim. There was a bracha, and every kohen got a kezias, and every kohen got a lot. But then it stopped having that bracha, and then they stopped. Third wide line in Rashi, the Kasalka Daitach Dahai Cholkin Lav Litel Chelko Hamagia Kaamar. Lav Cholkin doesn't just mean to take their chelik that was magia lahem. Kiva dinishtacha bo me'ira kapul amaychazi. It was only a little bit that was left for each person. Ela cholkin derech ilui. Me'niya chelko lechavera v'doto kineg demokam acher. What do we assume cholkin here means? You take this, I'll take that. So that sounds like against the price that we had earlier, that each one can get a portion. So doesn't this support Rav? You're telling me that it was a right to Rabbi Yochanan, but doesn't this price support Rav? So the Gemara answers no. My cholken chotfin. Cholken here doesn't mean chaluka, that you split. I'll take this, you'll take that. It just means to grab. Just means grab. The gargaranim used to grab. The tani seifa, like the seifa says, ma'isa be'echa shachata v'chelka v'chela chadero. There was one, somebody who grabbed two portions. Right? He wasn't just a regular grabber. He was a real grabber. He took him even more than the other gargaranim, and by Yekorin Oso, Ben Chamson, and they used to call him a Ben Chamson Ad Yomoso. They used to give him a nickname, right? Chamson is a lashon like a Chamson, somebody who takes when they shouldn't be taking, and therefore they used to call him that Ad Yomoso. Amar Abba Barav Shela, Mikro, what's the pasuk that Chamson relates to that? Elokai Palteini Miyad Rasha Mikaf Mavel Vichometz. As you see, chometz is someone who is a ma'avel. Rabba Amar Mehacha, Limdu Heitev Dirshu Mishpat Ashru Chamotz. Please help strengthen and straighten the chamotz, the person who is oppressed. Okay, so you see from there that lashon of chamson refers to somebody who is taking something that is not their own. Tosfos points out here. We just explained it. Tosfos points out why was only he, this one person, was called Ben Chamson if everybody was grabbing. So he must have taken even more than everybody else. Everybody else was just grabbing a portion. But he was taking even more. He was taking even more than he should have, and that's why they called him this. Right? Tosfos says, Lafisha Chatav Chelek Hagargaron Kamoso. Right? He took other people's Chelek of the Gargaronim even there. So they called him this nickname. If you look in the Chashukei Chemed, haven't had one in a couple of days, the Chashukei Chemed here discusses Sheila, Maisa B'Kohen, Shenizbar L'Rava Kehila. There was a Kohen that the rabbi of the Kehila realized, and it was clear to him, 100%, not just guessing. That's the assumption. It was clear that this Kohen was a Cholal. His father had married a Grusha, and he was really a Yisrael. The Rav was worried, Shem Yikashlu Yisraelim, V'yifdu Etzlo Es B'chareim, and the Rav was worried, maybe people are going to use this Kohen as a Kohen for Pidyon HaBen. Maybe they were going to use him, and maybe a grusha was going to marry him. Because he always presented himself like a kohen, and he wanted to protect the kehila. So is he allowed to give a nickname to this kohen? Is one allowed to do this in this case? Oh, Shem Nichnas Lagether Shem Machana Shem Lechaveru Shalav Nerav Amitzia Sheyorei Legehenem Veina Ola. Is this it's a negative? It is definitely a negative nickname. But is one allowed to do this? So look at our Gemara. He says Kedusha Nun Gimel, where he did this and he called it Ben Chamson. What did he call him Ben Chamson for? right? Because he was acting inappropriately, and he was creating a chil Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they did this, for people to realize that this is not something that one is allowed to do. And he quotes other sources, and he says, here it's even worse in his case. Because here is to protect the tzibur. It's not just somebody did something wrong, create a chil Hashem, you want people to stay away. But here it's takala of the tzibur. In this case, it would be allowed if it's clear, right? If it's clear, so it's not just guessing. It's clear, and he does not want to give in. He doesn't want people to not believe that he's a Kohen. So in that case, Bezin would be able to use other means at their disposal to protect the Tzibur. Good. The issue of Moshe Lesideim also relates to the sugya of Chatzi Shir when it comes to mitzvos. We discussed that a couple of days ago. Meaning, once there was no Kezias left, so that's why the Tzuim were Moshe Lesideim, which the Rishonim, the Achronim, more noted on that Gemara. That's the Tosri Azakin there in Yuma also mentions it. Isn't it a mitzvah asay to eat kachim? So how can they be Moshe Chesideihem? So it wasn't satiating enough, right? So how is it that they were Moshe Chesideihem? So that's where the Achronim discussed. By kachim, it could be, and this is what the Chassam Sofer says, and this is what the Beis HaLevi says, by kachim, the mitzvah is it to eat kachim. The mitzvah is for kachim to be eaten. There's no chiyuv gavra for every kohen to eat as much kachim as he can. It's to make sure that there's no nosar. It's to make sure that the kachim is taken care of and it's eaten. But they don't have to eat it. Right, this is what the second Maharetz Chayis of the day. The Maharetz Chayis there in Yuma Lambetes quotes from the Chassam Sofer. It's also in a tshuva. But he quotes that he there are a number of tshuvas of the Chassam Sofer. They're written to the Maharetz Chayis, right? They were contemporaries. So the Maharetz Chayis there says, quotes to the name of the Chassam Sofer, Dagon or Moshe Sofer, Zatzal Shaya Avez did the Kiel Kadosha Presperg, Tacha Dvarai, the Be'emes Lomar, Efshalomar, Bechal Achilas Mitzvah, Emein Kezayis, Minamatzo, Omar Rechayav Lechol, Al Kapanim Kol Mashemotzi. It could be that by other mitzvahs, there is a concept of Chatzi Shir. If I only have a half a Kezayis of matzah, is there any reason that I should eat it? Maybe yes. Maybe Chatzi Shir, just like Chatzi Shir is Aser Min HaTorah by Averos, that the Gemara talks about, maybe Chatzi Shir is significant by mitzvahs too. But maybe here is different. V'shayni lechem aponim, de'eno mitzvah mitzuvah ala pratra, and a mitzvah al kol kane beis av, she'yis achel lechem aponim. V'im nesach alai de'acher, gamkin iskaima mitzvah, u'mipizeh, right, so it could be that's different, right? The mitzvah by kachim is for it to be eaten and not for you to eat it, and therefore this might not be a right to the sugya of chatzi shir. There is for sure one exception to the rule. The Beis HaLevi has on in Chelek Aleph, and that is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is for sure the mitzvah is achilas gavra, mitzvah to eat, and not just for the Karban Pesach to be eaten. Okay. Either way, that's a big topic. Okay, let's continue now. So that was all part one of the Mishnah, Kachim. Now let's get to part two of the Mishnah, Maaser Sheni. What did the Mishnah say? Maaser Sheni, Rabbi Meir says, it doesn't matter, Bishogeg B'mezid, Lo Kidesh. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bishogeg Lo Kidesh, B'mezid Kidesh. What's the Svara? Rabbi Meir clearly holds, if it never works, because Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, says the Gemara. Maaser Sheni, Bishogeg B'mezid, Lo Kidesh, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Bishogeg Lo Kidesh, B'mezid Kidesh. Mino Ani Mili. How does Rabbi Meir know that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, and therefore you cannot get married with the Maaser Sheni? Omer, Vacha, Bari, Derava, Mishmei, the Gemara. In the name of the Gemara. What does that mean? It means the tradition from previous generations. V'chol Maaser Ha'aretz, Mizera Ha'aretz, Mipriya Eitz, Lashem Hu, Kodesh Lashem, Lashem Hu Velo LaKadosh Ba'isha. So Idarshin, Maaser Sheni is only Lashem, but not there for you to get married with. Says the Gemara, what, every time it says Lashem? V'hari Trumas Maaser, Dichsiv, right, the Truma that the Levi gives from his Maaser Rishon, Trumas Maaser, Dichsiv, Kein Terimu Gam Atem Trumas Hashem, Vitznan, and the Mishnah says later on, we'll have it, HaMakadosh, Bez Lashem, HaMakadosh B'Truma B'Kudeshes. You could use Trumas Maaser. So why? But it says Hashem there. Deloksiv be Lashem. It only says Hashem. Lashem means you can't use it. I v'hari chalo dechsiv ba titnu Lashem v'tzana makadish b'trumos mikudeshes. I chala. You could use it there. It says Lashem. Deloksiv be kodesh. It has to say kodesh and Lashem. V'hari shviyas dechsiv ba yovel hu kodesh tiyalachem. But shviyas it says kodesh. V'tzana makadish b'peir shviyas mikudeshes. That works as we had yesterday also. Deloksiv be Lashem. Meaning it has to say both. It has to say Kodesh and Lashem. And that only applies to Maaser Sheni. Vahare Truma, Dechsev Kodesh Yisrael Lashem, Rashis Tvuaso. It says Kodesh and Lashem. Vithana Makadesh Bishuma Mukudeshes. The Gemara says, no. There's a word in between. It says Kodesh Yisrael Lashem. Hahubi Yisrael Ksiv. That pasuk saying that Yisrael are Kodesh, not that the Truma is Kodesh, and therefore that doesn't fit either, right? That you need Dafka Kodesh and Dafka Lashem next to each other, both referring to the item being discussed. Says the Gemara, V'lav Memela Shamas Minei. But one second. But once it says that, what is the pasuk saying? That Bnei Yisrael are Kodesh like Truma. So doesn't that also say that Truma is Kodesh? Right, that you're right, the pasuk's referring to Yisrael, but isn't that the comparison? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Different source, totally. How do you know Maisha Shady is off limits for Kiddushin? Tirgama Ravin Saba Kame Derav Omar Kra Hu Bahava Yaso Yehei. Hu, it shall always be holy, meaning Maisha Shady will always be holy, and you cannot be Makadesh with it. So that is the mitzvah of Meiser Shady, Rabbi Meir holding that it's all is totally b'shogeg, is not allowed. So what about Rabbi Yehuda then? Rabbi Yehuda then holds the opposite, that it is Mamon Bailim, and therefore it should work. So we're left though with a question, and that is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we say b'shogeg lo kidesh by Meiser Shady? If the machlokis is whether it's Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedyot, so Rabbi Meir says it never works, fine, Mamon Gavoa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, b'shogeg it doesn't work. Why? Why wouldn't it work? So let's keep that in mind, because we're going to answer that when we answer the next line. So now we start the next line, and that's relating to Mi'ila, relating to the third part of the Mishnah, Hektish. I try to be Makadish a woman with somebody that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah quoted the opposite Machlokas. Rabbi Meir said, B'mezit, it will work, B'shogeg, it does not work. Why? We'll have to see why. But Rabbi Yehuda says B'shogeg works, but B'mezit does not work. So just by way of introduction, we know that there is an issa d'araisa of Mi'ila, of using, benefiting from something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and the rule usually is, we'll see tomorrow, but there are exceptions to the rule, but the rule usually is that when somebody violates Mi'ila, the item loses its Kedusha, and it goes out L'chulin. Right, that's the concept of mi'ila mischalel. The item is mischalel, it becomes chulon. That's part of the avera. That a person violates he violates by and because of and resulting in the item losing the kedusha. So when does that happen? It for sure happens b'shogeg. That's what the Torah is talking about. The Torah's case about Me'ila is B'shogeg. If I use it B'shogeg, I violate Me'ila, I have to bring an Asha Me'ilos, and the item goes out. So by B'shogeg, for sure, it goes out, and therefore the Kedushin should work. Because, let's say Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda holds that B'shogeg, it works, but Mezida doesn't work. Right? So that's beautiful. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that only b'shogeg is there a violation of me'ila, and it's yotzei l'chulin, so therefore you could use it for marriage. But b'mezid, there's no isra me'ila with yotzei l'chulin, so that's why the marriage doesn't work. But what about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is machadesh that not only b'shogeg is hektish mischalel, but even b'mezid hektish is mischalel. Rabbi Meir says the Torah is lavdafka. Not only b'shogeg, but even b'mezid hektish is mischalel. So now, and that's why Rabbi Meir holds that b'mezid kidesh by hektish. So now the question is, why b'shogeg? B'shogeg for sure, hektish is mischalel. It's l'chulin. So why, according to Rabbi Meir, would we say b'shogeg lo kidesh? So, altogether now, we have two questions. By hektish, why Rabbi Meir would say it doesn't work. By Meiser Sheni, why Rabbi Yehuda would say it doesn't work. B'shogeg, both b'shogeg. Rabbi Yehuda says b'shogeg, Meiser Sheni doesn't work. Rabbi Meir says b'shogeg, hektish doesn't work. We are stuck about those two elements. Why? By both. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Meiser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot. So why doesn't it work b'shogeg? By hektish, Rabbi Meir says it's b'schalel, even if for sure b'shogeg. So why doesn't it work? So with that introduction, we get into the Gemara now. Ube hektish, b'mezid kidesh, b'shogeg lo kidesh, dib Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda omer b'shogeg kidesh, b'mezid lo kidesh, omer Rabbi Yaakov. So today we're going to do number one. Number one pshat of trying to explain this, and then Beis Hashem, number two, you see the last two words on the line, on the amud, omer Rav, that's number two. So number one, though, the first shot of trying to explain this these questions. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shamas Minei de Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. I heard two things from Rabbi Yochanan. Shigagas Meiser de Rabbi Yehuda, Shigagas Hektish Rabbi Meir. I heard a reason for these two questions that we have. Shneim ein isha miskadeshes bahem. Both shogegs, a woman, the kiddushin doesn't work. Chad lafisha ein isha rotsa. One because the woman doesn't want. Meaning if the woman would know what it is, she would not be happy with the marriage. And that's why b'shogeg means they don't know about it. The woman wouldn't be happy, and that's why it's not a marriage. V'chada, and one of them is l'fisha ein shneim rotsim. They're both not happy, the man and the woman. V'lo yadana hei minayu. Rabbi Yaakov says that Rabbi Yochanan explained these shitas, but I don't remember what he said for who. Remember, we have Rabbi Yehuda by Maestro Sheni, we have Rabbi Meir by Hektish. So I don't know, in one of the cases she's not happy, in one of the cases they're both not happy. But I don't know which is which. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, well, let me try to explain it. Nech ziyanan. Right, what's the nafka mina? Who cares? If he's not happy, she's not happy. Well, what if we know that she's happy? In the case where it's only a problem with her. So then we wouldn't have to ask the husband. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, nech ziyanan. Let's try to figure it out ourselves. Meiser by Meiser Sheni. Ihi lo nichala. Mishum tircha d'orcha. Meiser Sheni is the one that she's not happy. Why? Because what? She got Meiser Sheni now, but she can't eat this fruit until she schleps it up to Yerushalayim. So she's not happy because of the tircha. Ihu nichale. But he's very happy. To nikni itza memela. Because he gives Meiser Sheni fruit and he gets a woman. He gets a wife. Beautiful. So Rabbi Yirmiya says that the Rabbi Yehuda Meiser Sheni one is the one that she's not happy. Ela hektish travayol nichalehu. Hektish, they're both not happy. Why? To nischal hektish al yadayo. They're both doing an avera. They're both violating, right? But Meiser Sheni, nobody violated anything yet, right? Only if you eat Meiser Sheni as of Yerushalayim. Here you did an Aver Me'ila. So Rabbi Yirmiya says, the case of Rabbi Meir Shogig does not work, because you know what they say to themselves? If I would know that I would be doing an Averu with this and be Motzi Elechulin, I would not be interested in the marriage. And therefore, sorry?
And
Mazed? Well, Mazed you know, and they're doing it anyway. Maisie, you know, so you see that they're doing it anyway, and therefore that's why the marriage would work. Good. So that is Rabbi Yirmiya's suggestion. For Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Rabbi Yaakov says exactly the opposite. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Ifcha Mistavar, I think the opposite is true. Milo Ikala Meimar, can't we also say Meiser? Maybe my Meiser, they're both not happy. Ihi lo nichala mishum tircha d'urcha. As we said, she's not happy because she can't get any benefit from this until she brings it up to Yerushalayim. Ihu lo nichale, he's not happy. Mishum onsa d'orcha, because he is responsible for what happens if something happens to this Meiser Sheni on the way. He's going to be responsible for it. He still has onsa d'orcha. You see Rashi, last couple of skinny lines. Rashi quotes Supshatim here. We'll go with the first one. The al karchach onsa d'orcha alei ramya. He for sure has responsibility for onsin. Shaha Meiser ein bo kan shave pruta. The Meiser right here is not worth a shave pruta. Shalom nitan lahotzio ela b'Yerushalayim. Is only usable in Yerushalayim. Shafilu tim karenu damav nitfasim b'kedushaso v'kidushel tzrichet shiyu shavapruta. He has to give her a shavapruta. Right now, is that worth a shavapruta till he gets there? And he's giving it to her. And as Rashi explains, he is unhappy about it because he probably thinks that a man could be a better shomer than the woman. In this regard, maybe there's a pirate that comes, he'll fight for himself, for a second wide line, shriach lisnuse tfei gabi itza migavra, and therefore he's not happy either. So back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov says, by Meisher Sheini, it could very well be that they're both not happy. Ela hektish, bishlama ihi lo nichala, hektish, she's not happy, dinischal hektish al yada. She's not happy because she's doing an avera, stam. Ela ihu milo nichale dinikne itza memela. But he, well, maybe, you're right, he's doing an Avera. But the marriage overrides the Avera. He's very happy, he's getting married. Okay, you're right, I have an Avera upstairs. But I still get a wife. So Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yirmiya argue which direction, and therefore there's no answer given. Which direction? Rabbi Yaakov says, I know which one, I don't know which one Rabbi Yochanan meant. Rabbi Yirmiya tried to suggest to him one way. Rabbi Yaakov says, I think the other way also makes sense. So that's why I'm not sure. Period. Boy, minei Rav Amir of Chizda, Isha Amis Kadeshes, Moz Mashiosi Lechulin, asks the Gemara, according to Rashi said that this is going on Hektish of Rabbi Meir, the second one. Right, the Shogi Hektish of Rabbi Meir, where we said there was no marriage. So what happens to the money? What happens to the money? Are the money Yosei Lechulin, or they stay belonging to the Beis HaMikdash? Rashi says 2 points. Number one, can she benefit from them? Number two, does he have to bring a carbon Asha Me'ilos? So, Amar Lei, Isha Ein Miskadesh, Asmo Hech Yotze Lechulin. If there's no benefit here, so then it's still Hektish. It's not Yosei Lechulin. It's only Yosei Lechulin by Me'ilah if I get benefit. If I don't get benefit, then it's still Hektish. Fine. Boy mine ravchia me bar avin me ravchizda. Bemecher mai. What about bemecher? Besides kiddushin, what if would the same rules apply like shogeg by mecher? Would you also say there, oh, you know, I'd rather not have done this sale? Or do you say by mecher, well, I'm very happy because I want this at this price. I don't know if the price is going to go up. Amar le afa mecher lo kana. He said, no difference. Rabbi Meir would say, hekdesh doesn't work and mecher doesn't work. And we'll end with a question. Eisve, does this really hold water, this whole svara of not being interested in it? So Eisve, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Me'ilah that if somebody, again, background, because we come in the middle of the story, Rashi here quotes the background, if somebody gives money to a shulchani, if somebody gives money to a money changer, and it happens to be hekdesh money, so and the shulchani uses it, so who gets the Aveira? So the Mishnah says, well, if it's bound up, if it's tied up, so then it's obviously not meant to be used. So because it's tied up. If it's open, then it's meant to be used. He's a shulchani. That's on the one hand. That's one extreme. What if you give it to the Baal Bayis? You give it to a stama, a friend of yours. Then even if it's open, you can't use it. Even if it's open. So what happens if there's a middle type of person? He's not a money changer. He's not a private individual. He is a chenvani, a storekeeper. Now the Gemara says, chenvani can be kabbalah bias. Dei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer chenvani kishulchani. Machlokes. If the chenvani, the storekeeper, is like the money changer or is like the stam individual. But the Gemara now says, ad kan lo kol meflegi the machlokes is only about el demar savar chenvani kishulchani. Umar savar chenvani kabbalah bias. The machlokes is, how do you treat the storekeeper? Aval klukule alma. The question is, what din does he have? But if he actually uses it, there's an aveira done. Even though this is shogeg, and even though this is, right, this is being used for hekdesh, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Meir, you know, if you'd rather not, just like animus kadesh, it shouldn't be an aveira. So Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Meir, ledvarav de Rabbi Yehuda ka'amar. Rabbi Meir is not expressing his own opinion in that Mishnah. He's saying, ledvarav de Rabbi Yehuda, lididi, according to me, imhotzi nami lomo. According to me, there's no me'ila here. Because it was shogeg, he doesn't know, and he wasn't motziyeh. Elo l'didcha odili miya dechen v'ni kabal abayis. But according to you, at least admit to me in this detail. The Amalei says, no, lo kishulchani. I say that it is not true. Okay, the Yisra Me'ila is something that Bezra will talk about over the next couple of days. How do you look at it? Is it related to any other type of Aveira? Is it a Gezel Hektish? Is it Stam Hana from Hektish? So that Hashem will have to talk about it in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here.